I spoke yesterday to James, copped a fine for running a red light October last year. He was in a convoy of two ambulances. He was in the middle, carrying his father to Frankston Hospital, flashing lights, sirens. His father died soon after getting to the hospital. It was that critical. He got a $400 fine from Victoria Police. He asked them to overturn it on compassionate grounds. They refused. We've been talking to Victoria Police about it. James, hello.
How are you going, Neil?
The fine is waived.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much.
It's symbolic, yeah. Isn't it? It's not even the money. It's just here you were.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's more principle and just the compassionate and empathy of humans and restoring faith in humanity, to be honest.
So what was the problem? You actually made all sorts of appeals and you just went through a ticker box thing.
Yeah, it just kept getting rejected and rejected, and it was sort of it felt like a red tape, automated, black and white, you ran a red light, that's it sort of thing. And
okay. Have you heard anything from the police yet?
No, I've heard nothing. I haven't, until this morning, till now, talking to you, I wasn't too sure what was going
to
happen.
Well, police have declined to go to air, but I'll read what they said. Police from the traffic camera office have thoroughly reviewed the circumstances surrounding the incident. Although the original decision correctly followed policy guidelines for reviewing red light offences, after careful consideration, police will be withdrawing the infringement and issuing a warning. So it's there in black and white. They won't back out of it.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much. And, I suppose it should have been at the start. They should have done it from the start, but unfortunately it's got to this. But, yeah.
Fixed. Job done.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Neil.
Good on you, James. Thank you.